Hello. All right. Sunday morning, 3:24:24. We're going to do part two of Revelation Decode Revisit today. This may be some shockers to you. We're just looking at one word in the whole entire Bible that's been changed that to me is, anyway, you'll see as I bring this. Let's go to 2 Corinthians first. Chapter 1. I'll bet you quit writing. All right, 2 Corinthians 1, 21. Now he which establisheth us with you in Christ and hath anointed us is God, who hath also sealed us and given the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. Sealed here in the Strong's means to stamp with a signet or a private mark. Remember I told you, you can't see it. For security or preservation. Literally or figuratively, by implication to keep secret or to attest, which I don't know what that means, but to keep secret. We could say here that the new birth seals us. It is a secret mark that shows who owns us. God owns us. We've been bought with a price. Now let's look at the mark of the beast. The 15... 99 Geneva Bible, Revelation 13:16. If you want to turn there, and I don't know what kind of Bible you've got. Hopefully all of these in here have the right thing. This is 13:16 out of the King James Version. And he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead. Here's what the NIV says. He also forced everyone, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on his right hand or on his forehead. This is the 1599 Geneva Bible. What about it?
You mentioned it.
Yeah, it has N. N. All right. All right, here's the Amplified. Also, it compels all alike, both small and great, both rich and poor, both free and slave, to be marked with an inscription stamped on their right hands or on their foreheads. New King James Version. He causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand and on their foreheads. Looks like from just those few, the Safe Bibles are King James Version and the 1599 Geneva. The Orthodox Study Bible also says, or better known as the Septuagint, it also states on, which I was shocked by that one. The James Moffat translation says upon. There's another safe one, upon. No, that's wrong. Upon is just like on. I got that wrong. Upon is just like on. The ESV states on. The Rotherham Emphasized Bible states upon. The numerical Bible states on. The Worrell translation states on. The interlinear Bible states on. The complete Jewish Bible states on. Modern English version states on. Yea, the companion Bible states in. The 1537 Matthew's Bible states in. The 1850 Polyglot Bible states in. I told you a few weeks ago that the Lord revealed to me that it is not a mark that can be seen. What? Strong's is upon? What do you mean, Strong's concordance?
That word in the Strong's, upon, over, or on.
Well, it's not the same thing. I don't care what it says. In is not on or upon. Okay.
I'm saying that the word IN in the Strong's, if you look it up, it means upon or on.
Okay.
Translated.
We are sealed with the Holy Spirit of God. No one can mess with a seal or this mark. It can't be stolen. What is everything in the beast system? It's all been hijacked and stolen. That's why they're wanting to go to a chip. Somebody steals your driver's license, or they steal your whatever, your credit card, your debit card, your Social Security card. No one can mess with the seal. They're trying to mimic this seal, but they can't. All right. By changing the scripture to on instead of in, it makes it sound like a tattoo. I don't know all the truth about Hitler Germany, but you know they were tattooed. You know, we've kind of been led to believe that they, you know, the poor Jews are always the victims. No, they're the enemy. I'm sorry. The Khazarian mafia, they hijacked the Jewish people, but they are the fake Jews, the ones that say they are Jews and are not. Let me qualify that. They're the ones that have faked everything. I'm fixing to get a book by someone that I came across that has written a book about the lie of World War II and the real truth of it. And I'm thinking, sounds like, you know, he has some insight. He has some insight into some things that when we thought what was coming out, the Mueller investigation, and President Trump called it the witch hunt. Well, in truth, the witch hunt that was going on, they were actually, that he was working with President Trump. What we saw was, he's mean, he's bad, he's not doing the right thing by President Trump, it's a witch hunt. But what they were doing is they were exposing Hillary Clinton and all her works and what she was doing, and in the result of that, even Podesta got arrested. See, all this is going on behind the scenes, even though in the optics you see it looks like, oh, poor Trump. When behind the scenes, these people are actors. They are doing the real investigations behind the scenes and getting results done. They're cleaning the swamp. I'm thinking, finally, somebody that's got some kind of sense. I forget his last name. All right. Ephesians 4:20. I don't guess that's it, it's 30. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. When they pointed that temperature gun at somebody's head, it wasn't to take their temperature. They wanted to see if their mark was in them. That's why they tried to put up those new lights on the highway, so they could pick up whoever passes under that light. It puts off a glow, and you know they've been vaccinated. I'm telling you, the devil thinks he's so crafty, but you know what? He's not going to be more crafty than God and his people. All right. Revelation 7. This is where you see the saints of God sealed. after these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have the servants of our God in their foreheads, or sealed, or the, sorry, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads. And I heard the number of them that were sealed. Now we know it's 144,000. I'm not going to go through the whole list, but it is the church. If you don't believe that, then you can go look over here. Well, I'll just go over there. This is 21, I believe. Look. Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth, with the first heaven, the first earth was passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. So this isn't a building. This isn't a literal city. This is the church, the sealed. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them, and they will be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Right. So we get that settled. These are the sealed. All right. Come back over. Now we're going to 13. Does a shot go in? Does a shot go in? An injection goes in, right? All right. All right, 13. This is the revelation of the beast system right here. When Daniel, or when John stood before the throne room and he was crying because no one could open the book, who was worthy to open the book? The sealed book of Daniel. Jesus, the Lamb that was slain. This is the revelation. Now I stood upon the sand of the sea, verse 1, I saw a great beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads, 10 horns, upon his horns, 10 crowns, upon his heads, the name of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw, like unto a leopard, it's a conglomeration of beast. You see this? There's four different kinds of beast here. This is a system. This is the hardest thing, I think, most Christians to really, they've had it in their head. It's one man doing one thing at one time. It's a beast system that's been at work from the garden. And the beast what I saw was like a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear. His mouth is the mouth of a lion. The dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority. And I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and the world wondered after the beast. And then we've been through all of this, and y'all know, because I've taught it. It's on my television platform. And they worshiped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. Who's the dragon? Satan. And they worshiped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast, who is able to make war with him? He's a pretty good war machine, isn't he? Is it enough that he's going to beat the King of Kings and Lord of Lords? Uh-uh. And there was a given, because this is a war machine. If you go back and you look at when old Gorbachev met with Bush Sr. and the Berlin Wall fell the very next day, there's the wound that wouldn't heal. That's what they called it. So here comes communism into our culture. And there was given unto him the Nazi world order. It's not new world order. It's a Nazi. Aganazi. Is that how you spell it? Aganazi Jews. The Phoenicians before that. The ones that hijacked God's true people all throughout. There was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. How was the mouth given? Fake news. How many times have we heard, and even Q, fake news is the enemy of the people? And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them, and power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. This is Adventist Maritime Law. This is what we've been under since 1871, this nation. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. See, it's recorded in heaven. You're not only got the seal in your head or in your forehead, but you are also written in the book of life. If any man has ears, let him hear. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here's the patience and the faith of the saints. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth. He had two horns like a lamb. He spake as a dragon, which I believe this is the Vatican. And he exercises all the power of the first beast. Where is all the stuff that was ours that was stolen, hidden? All our gold. Supposedly some books of the Bible. Where were they all hidden? All of it hidden from the fake Jewish nation to the Vatican. 150 miles of gold. Or 1,500 miles. 1,500 miles of gold. The Vatican. Is that not the false prophet? Okay. And he exercises all the power of the first beast before him and causes the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. And he doth great wonders so that he maketh fire come down from heaven. Yeah, they've been using the dew weapons to ravage and destroy. Well, the last 7 years that we know of, we just didn't recognize it before. You know, you have to understand, this beast doesn't have any magical powers. They have technology. You know what kind of ET technology, you know? They can call it artificial intelligence or whatever they want, but it's demons. This is all that started back in the 1800s, that all this has gotten bigger and bigger, and they've hid it from us, all of it, the fake moon landing, trying to set a narrative so that we'll believe space invaders are coming from outer space and they're going to take over and all this kind of stuff's going to happen, when no, it's not. It's all a big lie to deceive the people. They've stolen thousands and thousands, probably billions of dollars just from NASA alone. What have they done with that money? They built all these underground cities. And he doth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men, and deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by a sword and did live. Well, his imagery is all over this, all over the United States anyway. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. We've been sitting in front of a television probably since we were even as far back as we can remember. And movies. This is how they programmed the image of the beast. Back to the Future, 1955, the first television came out. Before that, it was radio. And he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand and in their foreheads, that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. And this nation nearly succumbed to this. Had it not been God raised up Donald Trump and the White Hat Alliance had been working on this for for decades to take out really since Kennedy was assassinated. You know, I know Danny said he had something from the Lord that was going to start there, the disclosure. Because that's where it really started, for the most part. I mean, they were doing it before, but that was the tipping point that they said, we have to do something to take our nation back. And it causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. And here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. His number is 666. If you watch any of the, most anything that's got the Illuminati and their players, the Hollywood and all the bunch, everything they do equates to 666. All their broadcasting symbols, 666. Chrome is three sixes. You know, it's coming this way. Adrenochrome, 666. It's in plain sight. It's right out in front of your face everywhere you look. And until you wake up to the fact, you don't see it. A lot of people might think, well, you're just crazy. Well, think what you want. At this point, I could care less. I just want to be ready to meet the Lord when he comes, and I won't have to be ashamed at his coming. All right. I watched a movie. This was on Brad Barton's platform, and I don't know. You'd have to go on his website and look at it, because I don't know who was bringing this film that he brought. This is what it said. It's about the COVID shot. Sincerely expressing emotions and thoughts when we have done something wrong closes the door to being possessed. See, in this film, as there's several people under, you know, demonic influence, they're being, there's a minister there controlling that spirit, telling them they can talk or not talk and stuff in this film. There's several different ones. And they're all talking about the COVID. These demonics are talking about this COVID, all right? Some doctors are deliberately working with evil. COVID vaccines open a door to demonic possession. COVID vaccines are designed to take a person's soul to hell just before they die. Evil is more likely to possess people who have had a COVID vaccine. Evil works through scientific medicine. COVID vaccines are designed to kill people. Now, these are the words of these spirits talking through these people. And they're documenting what they're saying. There was also the video, and I know Jackie's seen it, where people are just sitting there, and all of a sudden they go like this, and they turn around, they twist around, and they start fighting something off, and before you know it, they just fall over and die. I don't know the name of the documentary, but, you know, you can go on his website. It's one of his later ones, all right? But I do encourage you, get you a Bible that doesn't say on or upon in. It really kind of locked it down. I remember when it was such a controversial about the King James Version and all this was going on about it. I'm thinking, were they trying to take it too? Because really, all these later translations are the ones that have changed it. You know, they really don't have to go in and change all the King James versions. All they have to do is just wait over time and bring out all these other translations to start washing words out that they don't want slowly, just like they've done everything else, slow and methodical. So I'm thinking, I just wiped out about 3/4 of all my study Bibles and everything else, just looking at one word. Only God knows what others. All right. Okay.